Hello. Batman. Interesting. I don't know how I feel about this setup. Maybe I'll give it a little bit more. I said I don't know how I feel about it yet. Yeah.
Futz with those guys.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just put those on zero so that it's fairly well balanced.
It's very interesting. Adam Medear, would you please hand me my phone, which is right next to you?
Why, yes, I will.
This is weird.
How kind of you.
Talk into the microphone and
I can't hear myself in the headphones. I can hear you, but I can't hear myself.
You can't hear you?
No, I can't hear myself at all. I can hear you when you talk.
I can't hear.
Okay.
I can hear me out of. Yes, I can hear you. Okay. I can't hear myself. I don't know why I can't. Or maybe do I need to get closer? Oh, there I go. It kind of goes in and out though. Weird. Okay, it's fine.
It's also, I think.
Let me listen. You might not be used to it.
Or my. There we go. What did you do?
I just bumped it. Here a little bit.
Okay, cool. Oh no, there I hear myself.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, it's just all that right. yours cool. was the lowest because cool. I tried to balance it, but all the sliders are at
excellent.
Angles. So
yes.
You can't line them up straight.
No, and I can only hear out of one ear. There's
what?
Only one ear.
What is this?
What is what? Oh, I don't know.
Tape?
Just something from the floor.
Okay. I don't know why I have this either, but
I'm gonna poke your toe.
I don't know what's going on.
Someone talk.
This is microphone check time.
Yeah, I think my microphone's up at this point.
Well,
it actually
can hear it. That's
yeah,
weird.
It's weird. It's the left one.
One is louder than the other.
The right one. I've noticed that too.
Boo. Ooh, is that Dan's
yes.
or is that yours?
What? That?
Where
no,
did
I,
you get that?
As he brought it.
Oh, is it from your Easter basket?
I found it in my motorcycle bag.
Aren't you lucky?
Then again, all.
I would totally eat that unless it's a completely melted mess.
I don't know yet.
Of course. We're about to find out. It now.
Oh, it's
like,
pristine.
Well, I mean,
it's pristine.
Time,
are we taping right
check.
Now?
Yes, it is rolling right now.
Oh, excellent.
Checking it. It's just wild.
Baby.
Okay, so it's 4 minutes till your start.
What
is done.
Do you have to drink?
Nordeast Premium, Dr. Pepper, diet caffeine-free water, grapefruit juice.
Did you finish your Nordeast?
Of course you
saw. Yes, I already finished mine.
Poop.
Why?
Because I just wanted to try it to see if I did
You've...
indeed like it.
Like
I know, I've done this every single time.
Mm. Here.
Mm, can I try it?
Do you
want can
pour,
I...
I'll pour a little in a little cup if you want. No, it's... simple process, right?
Thanks, baby.
I already knew I like it, so it's like...
Oh, yeah, that's
See?
Good.
Every time it's the exact same reaction. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
good.
What is that? Like a little...
Darling, did you eat it all already? I wanted a bite, Adam. You didn't...
Once it was in yours.
You can't really share
I'll take
that.
It from your mouth like a little bird.
That is a little gross.
I don't think people do that.
No, Alicia Silverstone does.
She does that to her
she
baby.
She feeds her little boy from her mouth. And he'll like, grab at her face.
Like
oh, thank you. Whatever you're doing. That's cutting down on my back feed. Oh, that's lovely.
Keep
Yay.
Talking for a second.
Boo, 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 boo. Every time I talk, somebody
you know
does things. Music. I'm just getting every once in a while these weird technical like feedback glitches. Like, I don't know what's going on. Why does it do
that? I hear that too. That's because you're recording a little bit hot right now.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can talk not so loud.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted out in the check here.
It's better if we adjust to you rather than you adjust to us. It's kind of like you don't tell somebody they're flat. Because then they just focus on that.
No, you do tell someone if they're flat.
Yeah. You told me that when you tell somebody...
It's better for... Well, no, that'd be the opposite of what we want to. Just don't change what you're doing. Let me change it on the board.
Okay.
What he said.
Cool beans. I can do that. Ooh, I'm so excited for food. Honey, nice. You need to eat something.
I like your outfit, by the way. And that hat.
What do you mean, not yet?
I've told you
like,
about
now is the time.
My process of,
No, because then they'll just sit in me for the entire episode and I'll feel uncomfortable. So if I wait till after...
And why will it do that? Why will it do that?
Because it has done that in the past.
This is one of the shirts I was going to get.
Hmm.
So I'm basing this off of weekly data.
Weekly input?
It's that kind of day.
Works.
What works?
No,
I'm sorry, Adam. Talking to the microphone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Gotta get my setup.
There was a little tinfoil still on the egg.
And it's in your mouth now? You feel classy.
That's not good.
I'm good now.
I bet you are.
Okay, so now I want to hear what it sounds like to have other people on
okay.
the microphones.
Ooh, we built this city. Bump, bump.
It's a winner.
We built this city.
So... I made some adjustments, but I was still getting a few pops. Let's
for me.
Let's carry on with the mic check and see what we can.
I feel like my
see what we can hear.
I don't know. I guess I feel like I still can't hear myself. Like when I move. Okay, maybe.
That's
I don't know.
That's the difference right there.
Well,
boop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just got it too.
Boop.
Yeah, you hear
boop.
That?
Boop.
That's
or was that me?
Crackle.
Boop,
no, that wasn't me. Okay, good.
No.
Come along, boys. Listen to my tale.
Yeah,
tell
I've
my trouble on the old
because
and trails.
My cord's only this long.
Kaya, yippee, yippee, yippee.
What
so
is that?
Kaya, yippee, yippee, yippee.
I'm jerry-rigging it with three other cords.
That's pretty crazy.
That's...
But I just wanted fancy headphones.
That's kind of...
Fancy.
Ghetto.
Look at you, sexy man.
And now I understand why you do the NPR voice when you do. Because I hear myself and it... It kind of just falls right into it.
What yeah. falls into
yeah.
what?
See? Oh,
I'm
my
still
gosh.
Popping.
Yeah, you here. Are. You are popping still.
Pop.
It's unfortunate. I don't like it.
But at this point...
Pop, beep. Pop, popping.
Right.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm talking any louder.
No, you're not. Don't...
Every time. There, a little bit.
Yep.
Try to pull your screen a little further away from... Your
yeah, I did set those a while ago. Okay,
boo.
Mine's doing it too.
Boop, boo. I mean, I can see it just fine. The reason that I pushed it right up against it was because then I could hear myself.
You leaned into it?
Oh. I did lean into it. And now Dan is gone.
Yeah, I kind of shook out of... Whoa. Yeah, my channel's kind of fun in now.
Da, da, Dan. Dan, man.
Because my light should be...
On.
Why is my compressor light not turning on?
Ouch.
Because it should be... Right at the point where I am talking. There we go.
There.
So now I'm doing it, so everyone else should have their compressors set to when they start talking.
Hello.
Yep, this is good.
Woody Guthrie is a legend.
Keep going. Keep raving.
Amity, fair maiden.
Got it. How about you?
Okay, so what's the dealio? Okay, there it is.
Awesome. Yours was good.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll get the occasional pop and hiss, but it's more for the overall.
Yeah.
Is this the first one using your new
yes.
new toy?
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. This is experiment time.
Awesome.
I am a little concerned about the pops. We
but it's not
it
showing
pop?
Up on there.
Will it pop here?
I mean, if you really want to have a separate channel where you're just plugged
in
into
the
headphones. Not.
That would be kind of nice if I was directly in the board still. Is that possible?
It is.
It is, but it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Try my P's
well,
and my T's.
Well, everyone else will have to help me out with this a little bit. And you'll also hear that when you sing, it really drowns out everything else.
I still can't hear myself.
Paul.
I hear everyone else really well.
Tompkins.
I do not
Tompkins.
Hear myself. Whoa. Whoa. Weird sounds.
Okay. Now I have nothing.
Hello, can you hear us? No. Yes, no. Can you hear me? Pretty ponies are running around in frolicsome fields.
Okay, yeah.
I like where that was going.
Can you hear
painting
me?
Painting a picture.
The pops are just in the splitter.
Yeah,
in the what?
I mean, it's powered by 9 volts. I'm not
Yeah, no, I didn't hear any that time.
Super
ooh.
Proud of its quality. At
I think
this
you.
Point, knowing there are better systems
they might
out
be.
There.
They might be gone now. I haven't heard any pops now.
Yeah,
Paul
you're also.
And
oh,
Tompkins.
I did yeah. that time.
Well, yeah. that was a hard P.
Poo.
Yeah. Just a hard P.
Did you hear it, Adam?
Nope.
Tompkins.
Okay, that's good.
Because I'm directing the board now, which is good because I'm getting like the full sense.
Overall,
you guys are still getting a good idea of
how it sounds
of the overall.
It smells so. Oh,
so this isn't what I'm hearing isn't the final product.
No.
Okay.
That no. That
awesome.
I mean, if we were doing it live, yeah, then it would sound like that. It'd be
what?
Very,
you wait, wait, wait. You have plans for a live podcast?
Not. In so many words, but more so if somebody wanted to, like, Skype in
okay.
and listen on
okay.
mute,
okay,
then it would be live to them.
Yeah.
But not, like, the full-on, full-scale live broadcast. No.
Just the fact that you're hinting at it is exciting to me, though.
Oh, no, it's... I mean, the reason why I got that thing is so that we could do Skype interviews
okay.
if we wanted to, because we have a friend who is biking around the Great Lakes...
Oh, wow.
Like,
cool.
En masse, and also filming a documentary simultaneously.
Wow.
And so we wanted to try to get him on the road.
That would be an excellent segment.
Well, no, I mean, like, he'd appear on the entire episode. It's just
oh,
like,
and a whole episode?
But it'd
that's
be, like, teased
better.
To it's like,
even
hey,
better.
You should, you know, check out this website, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, give him a good plug.
Because we have the camera right there that if I scoot up close enough, then it can see
everybody.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's...
I know a good game that I like to play. We can play in celebrity snacks. You pick a celebrity and then you try to pick which snack best embodies that celebrity.
Ooh. Interesting.
That sounds hard.
So, is that a proposal for the mic check?
Yeah.
Pretty abstract.
Sure. So like Julia Roberts.
Jell-O.
Why?
I was thinking kind of like
really?
A fruit strip.
Jello. It's a joke.
Like a
from my best friend's wedding.
Organic fruit strip.
Because she chooses to be Jello. No.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Came to mind right away.
Because the hair?
Yeah, partially the hair. Because
the fake smile.
Yeah, the big smile. That's a good point.
Yep.
She's the snack that
I
smiles
might
back.
Do...
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I
that
never...
actually. Yeah, damn.
That's, you kind of nailed it.
I right. hate you right now.
How about Tom Hanks?
Oreos.
I feel like you'd pick something healthier.
I was thinking granola.
Granola?
I wouldn't put him on the hippie level. It's
it's a wholesome food. Yeah.
I would put him at carrots and ranch dressing.
Okay. Yeah, he's kind of a dip.
But
I could
see
that.
Those are
maybe Cheerios.
Kind of bland. I mean,
no.
It's that healthy
carrots,
between takes snack.
Carrots
yeah.
and honey peanut butter.
Mm.
Okay.
Ants on a log.
Oh,
how about that?
Yeah.
That's when he's playing dad.
Yeah.
Like when his kids
yeah.
are having sleepovers
sure.
and things like that.
Sure.
That it's ants on
Buck
a log
Howard
for him.
Or whatever.
Or yeah. I just I think about him in Big and.
That's an ants on the log roll, right?
Ants on a log.
That's
yeah.
An ants on the log.
Okay.
Nice.
In like a standard lunchbox.
Yes.
Mm.
Definitely.
I'm seeing like a
build
like a
your own
lunchbox.
Oh no, I pictured them pre-prepared. I'm talking about how he would carry them in a lunchbox to the office.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True story.
Interesting.
Emily.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's
I'm trying not to get the screen all soupy from this.
Mm-hmm.
While simultaneously trying to
still
grab some food. Okay, so coming up with Tom Hanks, then Adam, what one do you have to offer to the group for debate?
How about
ooh,
Leonardo DiCaprio?
What food are we picking again? Junk
snacks?
Food?
I'm thinking
snacks.
Yeah, any snacks. What snack food?
At first I was thinking shortbread, but now No.
See, my first instinct was a full meal because I saw him as a T-bone steak and mashed potatoes.
Interesting.
Just
yeah,
we
all have different opinions.
Well, no, he's getting a little bit rounder than what he was way back when.
Sure.
Yes, this
sure.
is true.
and simultaneously, he's been picking a lot of great movies, which have propelled his career in just a way where he could except eat a nice steak. Like, I pictured, like, a, what's the name of that place in Eden Prairie?
Firestone?
Wildfire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pictured him hanging out at a booth in Wildfire with a nice steak, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, maybe like a glass of wine or something. You make me want that steak now again.
Mm. But translating that to
a snack. That's a snack. Horror.
See, that's maybe what it, like that's what it is. That's what the goal is.
A high quality, like, deli made,
you know,
teriyaki beef jerky.
I'm almost thinking like a Cliff Bar.
No, I'm thinking.
Ooh, I could see that. I could see that.
He's just chicken and a biscuit.
He's packed. He's loaded. You know?
The crackers.
Chicken and a biscuit.
I don't think he's. From where's he
that's
from?
That's more of a Donald Sutherland kind of
I'm
thing.
Pretty sure chicken and a biscuit. True. But you know, chicken and biscuit, like, it appeals to people. I eat it. It's tasty.
Who doesn't, but
I've actually hadn't had it until I came to one of your family things.
Chicken and biscuit. Yeah.
But you can only eat like 4 crackers.
No.
And then it's like, this doesn't taste good anymore. This just tastes like the same thing.
I'm pretty sure I eat like the entire box.
Like, the first one that you eat is like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's so good. Ah.
Yeah.
But then it just wears off so quickly.
Yeah. I think what it is, you're getting too much artificial flavor. And I would argue that DiCaprio is not an artificial kind of guy.
Yeah, if he wanted chicken and a biscuit, he would get pieces of chicken and a biscuit.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? I think we're all like, I mean, Leo might like his convenience foods. I mean, I'm just saying. It's a convenience food.
Interesting.
Okay.
I mean, there's everyone on the planet, even if they're like a huge health nut, there's something that is convenience that they enjoy.
Okay.
Even
interesting.
Like, guilty pleasures, you mean?
Guilty pleasures, like little things. Like Oprah when she lost all that weight and now, oh, what happened? Oh, that's right. Oprah's fat again, and she's happy about it.
She's a roller coaster.
She is. Kind of like not me, who just stays the same.
I think Oprah would be a chocolate chip cookie. Just classic, you know, homemade.
See, I picture it as the old Chicago, you know, the deep dish cookie, but just a slice. Mm. She's not the whole thing.
Leo?
Oprah.
Oh, Oprah. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
she's not going to do the whole thing, but she's going to get the slice, and she's going to have a little bit of ice cream on there.
I guess.
Frozen yogurt, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I
get
her one of those. I think that's Ellen DeGeneres.
These days, I think she would totally take the ice cream.
Can we go to Old Chicago and get one of those damn cookies?
Can we go right now?
I'm really...
You got me
podcast
down.
Over.
And I'm supposed to be really good during the week.
Welcome to Tuesday.
That would be so good.
I was pretty good today, didn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one, because he's known for eating in a lot of movies.
Ooh, who?
You're going to say Brad Pitt.
I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Because he eats so much in movies.
What movie has he eaten?
He eats all the time in Moneyball. He eats all the time in Ocean's 11.
Right, right.
Doesn't he eat all the time
Brad
in...
Brad Pitt? I'm thinking nachos.
It like, has to be a snack that nachos. No one can say they don't like.
How about
I don't like nachos to a degree.
Here.
Because you're lactose intolerant.
With the other ones, I was kind of going with my gut, like the first one that popped into my head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But with Brad Pitt, it took a little while, but I settled on Kerber Club crackers.
Yeah.
The buttery kind of flavored crackers.
I was leaning towards a cracker as well.
I was not leaning towards a cracker, but buttery. I had popcorn.
Yeah,
just kind of, you know, grab a handful, snack, and then get back to work.
Yeah.
And okay, I can see
grab
that.
Grab a handful of Brad Pitt. I like
but
that.
With the crackers, you can pair the crackers with other snack food type things, like some nice cheese or sliced ham or turkey or something like that.
But he's coming off of what, 7? How many kids does he have at this point?
No, I think so.
I don't know.
It's in the more 15. Than 5 area. So he's going for
a soccer team.
You know, grab and go kind of guy.
Right. What?
He's like a straight off the box, hungry. You know. You get what you get and you don't dislike it.
you know.
I'm sticking with club crackers because I could eat those by the, you know, the little bag.
By the sleeve.
Full. Yes, the sleeve.
Yes.
I love nachos.
And nachos are tasty.
When I think of nachos, I always think of high school lunchroom nachos, which is the stale bag of chips and the cancer bag of cheese.
Yep. No, I totally ate those. I know what you mean.
Oh, God. I could not stand the smell of that stuff.
I would eat it.
I never.
I would eat pretzels, too, with that cancer cheese.
I think for nachos, my gut is saying go with Luis Guzman. Like
plastic cheese.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. Because it has to be, like, if it's going to be an ethnic dish, it has to be an ethnic actor. Like, that's a no-brainer, right? Like,
well,
no.
Not necessarily. Well, yeah, I guess not necessarily.
It depends on your definition of nachos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's a good point.
If we're talking, like, burn your face off, these are so hot I want to die nachos, then maybe I would go with someone who's more ethnic.
But, you know, if you're thinking of the very simplistic high school quality, or even going to the point of, you know, just cheese and, you know, one, two things on there. Pretty basic. I could even see a rock group having that, you know, in their group, you know, something that they can grab at because it'd be convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't. It's almost like saying that Carlos Mencia would have tacos.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
Part of you is like, okay, we'll play the ethnic card. But at the same time, it's like, no.
Well, I think it's
pretty
sure that
I don't pick anything American. So I would probably pick, I don't even know. What would you pick for me?
Taco flavored Doritos.
Late night burger Doritos.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That is
gosh.
Guzman's bread and butter.
Ha.
Guzman?
Guzman.
Guzman. Okay.
Guzman.
I had it right.
Guzman.
That's the first time.
Guzman.
It's not helping.
Methodalfire.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a good time to remind everybody to put their phones on silent if have not already.
Yes, indeed. And yes, don't forget to talk directly into the microphone.
Yes.
Keep side conversations to a minimum. To an appropriate minimum. And try to keep the distance between your mouth and the mic as consistent as possible.
Trying.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing that pitch
and
is
just
orbiting.
Be consistent. Yeah.
Because you have to make sure that you orbit.
But at the same time, these mics do have a very narrow range, and you do have to talk like
directly
into
them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get comfy. How are my levels?
Pretty good.
Looking a little.
Are we
yeah,
on?
I like.
What do we think?
I like, yeah.
I think we're good.
And, you know, you can always adjust the stand. That now would be a good time to do that.
Yeah, adjust anything. Yeah. I
get
am
a little
going
closer
to
you if you like.
Grab beverages for people if anyone wants something.
You can move the whole stand toward you.
Yeah, just give it a pull.
Yeah.
Think so? Yeah.
There you go.
Trying to figure it out.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Find
I'm just
the
looking
position
at
that is right for you.
At some information that we just got for Court Revelers today, and it's very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
From now on, every song will be in Dutch.
Ha!
Taco.
No, that's
Swedish.
Swedish,
I know.
Oh,
I know my
Swedish. So, water.
Huh?
Oh, nay. Nay.
Dr. Pepper is always appreciated.
One, two, seven.
Just one.
I have my famous water bottle that I bring every time I'm on the podcast, so I'm good.
Good.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I got my one beer.
Do you want another one for 45 minutes later?
It might be warm then.
All right, I'm curious.
Warm beer is just like the worst thing in the world. It's like drinking warm water.
That's true.
It's just freaking awful. And the fact that the Europeans drank their water at room temperature is very upsetting to me.
I
because
like
you have to ask for stilles Wasser, which is essentially tap water, and it has to be cold stilles Wasser.
Thank you.
It literally means still water.
A20s.
Because they like water with carbonation, which I absolutely hate.
Are you looking at the 2012 promos?
Yes,
emails?
I am. And I'm looking at all these comments that dear Stacy posted about Cinco.
Cinco de Mayo sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun, except that...
Can we drink in the parade?
No. We cannot. And I believe we already have something going on that day.
Well, that night.
That none of us have talked about. Oh,
it's like at
when
four-ish.
Is this? This?
So
hold on.
Kind of charged.
There you go.
No,
so you
want
to turn I'm off the not. Screen. Wait, the 26th.
Yep.
Nope.
Do one of you want to hand me a coaster that is not in use?
Ooh, that's dangerously close to the iPad.
Don't worry.
You live risky. You push the limits. You push the limits of technology.
All the time.
I recently did that, and it didn't work out.
I'm totally in for this thing if the email tells us when it is, which I do believe it does.
Cinco de Mayo. I'm all about celebrating my Latino roots.
Ha!
What's your
you don't know.
What's your heritage?
I am actually 25% German and
I got that.
A fair percent Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the British Isles covered with England, Ireland, and Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Dude!
What percent would you say? Like, how much is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's difficult to say because I have... Like, I grabbed some from both sides of my family.
Oh, yeah.
What day is Cinco de Mayo? Is that next week?
What day is Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, shut up. That's a quote.
That's a quote.
What day is Cinco de Mayo?
Okay, so May 5th. I got to put it in the book now.
Every time I think about... Well, I also have a little bit of Swiss. I should mention that. It's fun to be a little
It's
Swiss.
Prevalent.
Yeah.
I can see it in your eyes.
Ja, ich bin Deutsch.
Yeah.
Ich könnte die ganze Zeit Deutsch
mit... Ich verstehe nicht. Ihr kommt von Sverige.
Lederhosen.
That's Swedish, not German.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels?
No. You...
Anyway.
I Dusseldorf. Did change up the wording of the intro a little bit.
Okay.
So...
Ooh, I'm excited.
I will prompt you.
Oh, okay.
Prompting. Exciting.
Because it's...
Can you give me an estimate as to when you will prompt me? After the blank.
After I say what city we're located in.
Ooh, okay.
You guys want to rehearse?
I want to freewheel this one and see how it works.
All right.
It's something where I always say it and it sounds right when I'm saying it while we're taping, but then I go back, it's like... I feel like I could have organized this in a better way.
Maybe. Andrew, I must say, I'm quite smitten with your shirt.
It's vintage.
Yeah, I am. I'm
we were talking
loving
about it
the
earlier.
Colors. I was totally into reading Game of Thrones. Sorry.
Well, how do you think I feel? I mean, I was just like, I've never worn this before. Because I was like, when I got it, I was like, oh, this is an old man shirt. But.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Old man shirts are in.
I think it's classy.
I'm just snapping lots of photos.
Yeah.
So
please don't post.
I bet you are.
Movie.
I bet you are.
Actually, okay. That's an interesting one.
What was that? With
you're talking.
Angry.
You're talking in a very. I'm going to tell you how to do this way.
And I'm like
eye contact. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Please don't post that one. I want to see my mouth.
But it's great because Andrew, you're holding an invisible beer, so it's nice.
Awesome.
Invisible beer. I want to see. May I see?
I want a picture. The last two pictures you've posted of me, I've been behind a
microphone.
Frame
it. Bury it. Dig it up in 20 years and teach the world to sing.
What is that?
That's from Mr. Show.
Rumor has it she don't have your love anymore.
That was David Cross being, who's the guy who hosts Inside the Actor Studio? Lipton? George
Lipton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They did a big sketch on Mr. Show making fun of him, and then when he showed up to do Arrested Development, they had like a little tiff.
Huh.
I'm such a big David Cross fan. Like, almost to the point where I want to see the Elvin and the Chipmunks series.
Oh, Shipwrecked?
Just because I know he's in there. And like
that a lot.
I've seen all of the Elvin and the Chipmunks films, except for the newest one. But I just loved them when I was a kid. I watched, you know, the...
I watched the 1985 thing over and over and over again instead.
Over and over and over.
I had a VHS tape of the Chipmunks rocking through the decades, which was a history
VHS of the chipmunks, like showing all their work. Like it was just a couple cartoons, but it still was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Classic.
Okay.
Get the picture.
So you can treat these like the instructions on an airplane, so you don't really have to pay attention. But I'm going to go
the
through
motions too, like just like
if you can figure out motions that are appropriate to this.
All right.
What will happen up. Is first we will start out with a moment of silence for Frank Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a gesture for that? Okay, so Frank Oz, I got
you. That'll be good.
Frank Oz.
Right,
right. Moment of silence for Frank Oz, and then I go through the intro spiel,
mm-hmm.
and I introduce Adam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we banter for a second.
Banter. Yay, banter.
I like.
And then
arm gestures.
We also do plugs for the show.
Mm hmm.
Plug. That's, that's too
not,
dirty.
That's yeah. very not plugging. No, that's worse. No.
Oh, God.
Adam Erdman.
Is that worse?
A little
that
bit.
Was,
is that worse?
That was awful.
Okay.
I'm going to do this. Plug.
That's not much better. So then we're going to do plugs for the show, and then we will introduce you guys. Then you're allowed to talk, and then we'll talk about newsy stuff for a little bit, and then halfway through we'll switch over to Movie Bluff, or Build a Title, or however we want to do
or
it.
Or everything.
Yeah. Or my new game, and Celebrity Snacks.
I do like Celebrity Snacks. It's fun. But it's very casual.
It's very casual. It's not competitive.
We want a little bit of competition.
Mm. Yes.
A teeny bit.
Maybe I'll come up with a new game by the time we get out.
Somehow.
I like making up.
Okay, here's my idea. All right, so then we'll do that, and then we'll wrap up the show, and then everyone will do plugs, starting with you guys, then going to us, then we'll wrap up the show, and then everyone will say goodbye, then we can choose if we want to do a bonus track, which will be another game. And then we're done.
For the bonus track, I was thinking we should try elimination buffering.
Oh, I want to do that from the get-go.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm in. I love that idea.
Sure.
We will introduce it when it comes to it.
Excellent.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yes.
So really, I will throw it to you after saying where we are.
Okay.
Just to remind you.
Cool.
I am ready. And by the way, before we start, it is really weird to hear yourself after doing 30 episodes of not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of me behind the microphone. There's Welcome another one of me with Katie behind the microphone.
To my world.
That means you were properly using
Welcome
the pop filter.
Welcome to my world.
I want to smile, though.
Won't you come on in?
We'll do some mm-hmm. cheesy
miracles.
There's one of you with Dave.
See? Microphone.
You're eating it. You're hungry.
It's like half a smile over the top.
Well, good thing the bonus track photo that we've already taken, you are covered again.
Oh, excellent.
You're ready? You're like the neighbor on Home Improvement. Just never see
I'm
the
like
lower
Wilson.
Half of your face.
You're Wilson.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be Wilson.
Just need to give you a fishing cap.
Okay, let's go.
Or if we ever fly in a helicopter and you're the pilot, we have to get a big mouthpiece for you that goes right here over your entire face. Because they did that once and it was funny. And I remember it. Moment of silence for Frank Oz.